It's Duff's Electric Unicycle Show, starring Duff.
I have wobbles for a very long time. Yo, what's up? Duff here. Still mic check. Let's check the mic with the opening of a Cayman Jack margarita. If you can hear that, we're probably in good shape. So let me know if you can. Let me know. So I fired up StreamYard today, and evidently they've added a new feature where the comments that you guys put in there, they automatically stream on the stream. They scroll in the bottom right-hand corner there. You can see as the comments are coming in, they are getting displayed on screen, similar to like what Twitch does. I think Twitch does like that. A lot of Twitch streamers have that built in. So I thought it was a cool feature, so I turned it on. So enjoy seeing your comments on the screen. All right. We got one and only. What's up, one and only? Thank you for stopping in this fine, what is today, Sunday? Yeah, my sense of time is a little thrown off because it's a long weekend for me, Memorial Day weekend. I'm off tomorrow. My last live stream was April 17th, I believe. So we're about 5 weeks from my last live stream. Dale is here. Channel member Dale. Good day. What's up, Dale? Ripperoni. Hey, Duff, how do you pump air in the F22? I'm struggling because it loses all its air as soon as I unhook it. In the one video that I think the last video I did in the F22, I talked about that exact scenario where I... when I initially got the wheel, I pumped what I thought was 160 PSI into the wheel. And then when I initially got it, and then when I went back to double check it, the next time I rode the wheel, the pressure was less than 100 PSI. And that was because it's very difficult, at least I had a difficult time, releasing that valve quick enough that you don't lose significant PSI in the chamber. The pump that comes with the Kingsong F22, if you read the instructions that come with it, it tells you what you're supposed to do. But at least for me, I'm not able to disconnect it quick enough to not lose significant air. And it's compounded by the fact that the valve is set deeply inside the F22. So you can't, or at least I couldn't get it off quickly. So there's two fixes for that, I guess. One fix would be to pump the pressure higher than what you want. Unfortunately, that is not a great solution because you don't ever really know exactly how much you're going to be losing when you disconnect. The other thing was I actually bought some small valve extensions. They might be 3 inches, maybe 2 or 3 inches. I don't know. Got them on Amazon. Let me see how long they were. Let's see. Orders. I order so much stuff from Amazon, guys. Where is it? Yeah, and you definitely cannot see my Amazon orders. Where the hell is it? There they are. Yeah, they're valve stem extensions. They're 39 millimeters long. And the thought there is you screw these in, and then you will have the valve that you're manipulating will be higher, that you could use a better a pump that disconnects quicker. Like, for example, the V9 pump has a quick disconnect on it. I have a third-party Fox pump, air pump, that's designed for air shocks, and that has a quick release as well where you can disconnect it without losing significant air. I mean, maybe I'm dumb, and I'm using bad technique on the F22, but I could not disconnect that without losing significant air. So yeah, I wish I had better news for you there, Ripperoni. Okay, Ripperoni, one and only, and Dale talking. One and only. Have you renamed yourself one and only? Were you formerly something else? Because I don't remember one and only. But maybe you or somebody else that just changed their name. That is a possibility. It is a possibility. Blue Collar Jose, channel member. Blue Collar Jose. Hello, Duff. Hello, Blue Collar Jose. PJ Wares is here. Guten Abend. Un schönes Memorial Day. Wochenende. PJ Wares. Sorry, my German sucks. Rob's here. Rob Lee is part of the story, this big story that I'll be telling tonight. Rob Lee owns PEV Connection in Clearwater, Florida. Nice little shop. I was up there yesterday. I told him I've never actually been in a brick and mortar PEV shop. So it was kind of cool. And he has all kinds of stuff. He has e-skate stuff. He fixes one wheels. He has parts for one wheels, scooters, EUCs. What am I missing? I saw electric bikes in there. He has all kinds of cool stuff in there. Blue Collar Jose, live stream starting right as my 9-hour print is finishing up. Just perfect. Cool. I just started a print that's probably 8 hours. Hopefully it's not too noticeable in the background. Normally the StreamYard has a feature to kind of minimize background noise. So hopefully that is the case, that it won't be too annoying. Those of you that are regular viewers on my channel, you may have noticed that I had a problem with my Bamboo Lab A1 this week. Due to some bad technique by me when checking out a filament jam or an extruder jam, some sort of jam, I accidentally broke a ribbon cable. I actually broke the sensor. I pulled the ribbon cable out of the sensor that is a filament detection sensor. And luckily, I was able to get a replacement part on Amazon next day for $10. And the A1 is back up and going. So that was a nice little learning experience for me. And the video is out there if you want to see it. Ripperoni never noticed how ugly your profile picture is. Really? Sorry about that. Looks like an anime or something to me. Captain Send It. What's up, buddy? Hello, everyone. Hello, hello. That's right. Captain Send It is Tor Allen, right? One and only. Duff, I saw your name on an arrow on PEV Connections post. I believe is the name of the shop down in Florida. New Wheel. Yes, you did see my name on that. There was a live stream, actually, that PEV Connection ran the day before, I believe, or I don't know, 2 days before. You did see my name on a box. And again, we will be talking about that whole scenario, how that came to be and why that came to be. And we'll be talking about all that stuff. Yeah, so Rob, you used that pump yesterday. And I know that the way that it's designed, it has two thumb screw areas where you can back out. You should be able to back out the valve, right? Or the needle. You're supposed to be able to back out the needle so the pressure loss is minimal when you disconnect the main connection on the valve stem. And for whatever reason, I had a very difficult time getting that to actually work. Even when I was backing out the needle, it was the retraction seemed too slow, and I was losing air. But again, it could just be a technique thing, Rob. I don't know. I've never used a pump with that sort of configuration before. Rob, maybe that would be a good video, Rob. A good video for PEV Connection. Show the proper way to disconnect that pump without losing air. Is it Rob Lee's shop? Well, Rob has a business partner. I'm not sure. Do I know your business partner, Rob? I don't know. I know Rob has a business partner, but Rob is the only one that I know from PEV Connection. Okay, so yeah, Rob says the F-22 pump has it. It's a weird one. Yeah, it is weird. It is weird. Yeah, if you want to send me a video, send me a video, or send Ripperoni a video, whatever. I'll post it. If you don't want to, I can post it. Just so I'm sure there's some. If I'm struggling, I'm sure other people are struggling, and Ripperoni evidently is struggling as well. One and only did rename my account a while back. It was formerly T Cabio. I think I might remember T Cabio. I could be imagining things, but who knows? Larry on air promo channel member Larry Zarkoff is here. Okay, Larry's tip worked. Okay, I'll tell you what that tip is in a little bit. Okay, Captain Send It is Tor Allen. Gotcha. Fresh Bones is here, just popping in to say what's up and hit the like button. Thanks, man. I got your shirt. I want to wear it like maybe the next video, that writing video I do, I'll wear the shirt that I bought. Fresh Bones, man. He's an artist. He does some really nice stuff. And I wanted to support him, and I bought one of his shirts. PJ says, met my very first fellow EUCer today while on a ride. Was at a street corner, and I hear, hey, 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 someone on a Leaper Kim. Cool. Nice, dude. They are out there. I mean, in smaller population areas, it's kind of hard to find them. But here in Naples, I would say there's probably, I don't know, at least a half a dozen to a dozen people that have wheels, I think. And are pretty regular riders. We appreciate you, fam. Fresh Bones. Hey, no problem, man. No problem whatsoever. All right, good. I'm caught up in the chat. So let's see. Let's talk about the whole title of this video, my questionable solution to high dihedral pedals. So those of you, the last live stream I did, I believe, was the unboxing of the F-22 Pro, right? Yeah, I think it was. So that was only 5 weeks ago. And I did several rides in the wheel, and a lot of great features on that wheel. Powerful, smooth, suspension felt good. The RGB lights are cool. Has a nice seat that I can't really use. Although Rob identified, well, I'm getting ahead of myself, but certain people have said that seat is slippery. But I can't sit on it effectively, so I couldn't tell you that. But yeah, there are a lot of good things about the F-22 Pro. But for me, there was one glaring wart on the F-22 Pro, and it was the dihedral pedal angle. It felt severely steep to me. I know lots and lots of people that say that they like a steep dihedral. It makes them feel more locked into the wheel. It doesn't cause them any discomfort. But unfortunately, it caused me a lot of discomfort. I don't think I did a ride more than 10 miles on that wheel without my feet and ankles and I think even my calves. I mean, just painful. It just did not feel good. And I was kind of dumbfounded that they would not put adjustable pedals on that wheel. You know, sure, you can have a steep dihedral, but that shouldn't be the only option, in my opinion. And ironically, a big F-18 data dump happened a day or two ago. And guess one of the features that the F-18 has? Adjustable pedal angle. Yeah. And I'm wondering, the F-18 pedals, it'd be interesting if you could just slap F-18 pedals on an F-22. I'm not sure if it's the same hanger design, if you could do that or not. But to me, that's a big miss. Now, the dihedral angle on an F-18, I think it's an adjustment of 8 degrees. I think it was, I can't remember what the adjustment range was. I thought it was like, I was, for some reason, I'm thinking 24 and 16, but no, I don't think it was. I don't know. But anyways, there's like 8 degrees of adjustment that you can do with a dihedral on an F-18. Can't do it on an F-22. So, all right, hold on. Let me just catch up with people here. Sensei's here. What's up, Sensei? All right, people saying hi to Sensei. Okay. So anyways, yeah, that's a problem. It's a problem because no matter how great the wheel is, if I'm not comfortable riding the wheel because of this issue, I'm like, I'm kind of screwed, right? Like, how am I going to do a range test on this wheel? How am I going to go 50 to 60 miles on this wheel if that angle is causing me such physical discomfort? And so I had different scenarios in my head. One scenario that was suggested by several people is, okay, we'll just take the pedal off and then just start grinding down the pedal hanger bracket, you know, to drop the angle. And I could do that. Could have done that. I have a grinder. I have an angle grinder. I could definitely have done that. But it didn't appeal to me to do it that way. It just did not appeal to me. So for a while, I was just letting it sit. And I'm like, I don't feel like riding this brand new wheel that I waited forever to get. I ordered it like the first week in January, I believe. And it didn't show up until April. So I don't know. I felt annoyed. I felt frustrated. I felt annoyed. So fast forward to when was it? Late last week, maybe? I don't remember the exact day. I could check my messages, I guess. Scrolling through Facebook. And I see Rob Lee, the owner of PEV Connection in Clearwater, Florida, said that, hey, don't delay. We have a shipment of NOSFET arrows coming in. And there's, I think he said that there were two that were not spoken for yet. And that's when the little light bulb went off in my head. I'm like, I've seen a number of people in the last week, 2 weeks, that have done their aero reviews. Without fail, they all have been stellar. Everybody loves their aeros, loves them. So the gears in my head start turning. I'm like, the aero would probably be a lot more comfortable for me to ride. I still have my big wheel, my InMotion V13, that I could use for a longer ride if I want to. I can sit on that wheel. I wonder if Rob would be interested in trading my F22 Pro that had less than 50 miles on it for a NOSFET aero. And I already knew, making that offer, that dollar wise I was not coming out ahead, to put it mildly. Yeah, because obviously the F22 Pro is a more expensive wheel than a NOSFET aero. But I didn't care. So I messaged Rob and I said, hey, I have this interesting proposition for you. Would you be interested in doing this swap? And he said, sure. He said, sure. His shop is not selling F22 Pros currently. So yeah, he was interested in that trade. So yeah, we agreed to do it. There was a video live stream that they did when their shipment came in, and like they had all of their NOSFET arrows stacked up there, and they had names on each one, like whose it was for. And there was one there that said Duff. Let's see. Do I have the picture here? I can show this to you. Come on, baby. Okay. Although this isn't the picture in his shop. This is actually a picture at the house, but this is the box. So let me share this, present. Share the screen. Let's do the entire screen. Screen one. Share. So there's my box. And let me change this perspective to that. Okay. Yeah, so that box was on their live stream with my name there. And I was curious if anyone saw that stream and put two and two together, because I have not said anything publicly about this. Larry knew about the trade, but really no one else really knew. Didn't really make it well known. So, yeah, so we made arrangements to do this. I told Rob I would drive up there. Clearwater, it was 175 miles one way from Naples. So it was a pretty long drive. How long was it? 2.5 hours, maybe 3 hours. I'm not quite sure. It took a little while. Took my Tesla. Took Elsa in the Tesla. Drove up there. Got up there right around the opening of his store on Saturday. And, did the swap. I rode it around the parking lot a little bit. Not only did I get to ride the Arrow around the parking lot a little bit, but I also, Rob had two NOSFET Apexes there. I told him, I never rode an Apex either. And one was an air shock configuration and one was the coilover. I rode both of those around. Of those two suspension configurations, I'd like the coilover configuration more. Felt a little bit more plush to me. But that was cool. Never got to ride an Apex before. Seems like a solid wheel. And the Aero felt fine. Didn't have to really do anything with the suspension out of the box. It felt good. So after hanging out up there for a little bit, I thanked Rob, turned around, and came back home. So that is my solution to a steep dihedral angle on the F22 Pro to get a different wheel. Cliff Notes version. Yeah. And I do have it here. Let me just do the table in here. Again, this is nice that this thing is so light. Similar to the V9, a little heavy, like 5 pounds heavier. Let's turn it on. This. And I actually have the V9 here. So can you see that? My mic's in the way. Yeah. Got that. And then if I put the V9 up there. There you go. Two very good micro-mobility options. Let's see. Stay over here. You can kind of see them both. It looks cool, right, man? LEDs, RGBs. This looks like a freaking spaceship in here. Let's see. Kind of drop my mic. There we go. It's so nice to have an adjustable boom mic. So, yeah, there it is. The Apex next to my V9. Hold on. Let me go back up here. Captain said it. I had my first issue with the Lynx. I broke the motor bracket on both sides after 8,700 kilometers. Found the weak spot. Yeah. Well, I've heard other people have that issue. I thought with the later batches, they actually strengthened that. That motor bracket, because that was evidently not quite up to par. PJ told the guy on the Leaper Cam that he bought the V10F off Duff. He has a YouTube channel. Have you seen it? Guy replies, he's a real guy? What do you think I was? Do you think I was like AI? That's kind of funny. Oh my god. Dale says next gen is selling more arrows than all other wheels combined. They are going like hotcakes. Yeah. Yep. I'll explain why. I mean, this is a Leaper Kim wheel. I mean, it really is at its heart. It's a Leaper Kim wheel. This is like the Leaper Kim small factor suspension wheel. Yes, it's NOSFET, but and I don't know all of the ties between them, but it seems clear to me that this is really just a Leaper Kim wheel that has some really nice styling cues to it and design cues. The The trolley handle on the Arrow is nice. It is nice, which was a glaring omission on the Apex, that there was no trolley handle. They took a lot of crap for not having a trolley handle on the Apex, so they do have one on the Arrow. It works nice. Ripperoni, did you ever do the F-22 swamp ride? I did not, Ripperoni. I did not. I did not. That would have hurt too. That probably would have hurt a lot, bouncing around the swamp. I'll take the Arrow there though. Didn't like the F-22. I did, Dale. I liked everything about the, well, not everything. There were a lot of little weird quirky things, but at its core, it's a really good wheel. It's solid. I just that pedal angle was just killing me. It hurt. I didn't want to deal with it. And I was frustrated that they did not have adjustable pedals in that. Larry, did you supercharge in clear water or did you make it in one charge? No, there's no way I could go up and back on one charge, Larry. That would have been 350 miles. No, I supercharged after I got up to Clearwater one shot. I charged my car to 100% before I left. And when I got to Clearwater, I had maybe 29% left. So I did supercharge there. I supercharged at a Wawa and then drove home. It took me charge was like 25 minutes. And I hadn't eaten lunch, so I just went into Wawa and got a sub. And by the time I went to the bathroom, got my lunch, ate my lunch, it was basically time to go. It was done charging. So, yeah, not a problem at all. Blue Collar Jose. Yes, Blue Collar Jose. I have a feeling that that's a sentiment that will be echoed. That will be echoed. Hold on a second. Yeah. I don't think many people will expect that I replace the F-22 after 5 weeks with a NOSFET Arrow. Rob says he wasn't expecting it either. That Duff made the offer. I think my first words are, you sure? I think he did say that. Yeah. Are you sure? Yeah. You know, I was sure. I'm at the point in my life that, you know, yes, financially it doesn't make the best sense. That's why I said it was a questionable solution. Some people will question that solution, but it is a solution. Questionable or not, it is a solution to painful pedals for me on the F-22 Pro. One and only Dan, quite the trade, but Arrow looks promising. Selling my Falcon to help fund an Arrow while a Falcon still holds some value. Yeah, good luck with the Falcon, man. I mean, compared to the Falcon, the Arrow is like a freaking Mercedes. The Falcon is, it's okay. It's okay. There's some people that love it. Larry had one, but I think he said the same thing, that the Arrow is just way, way better. Dong Dagger, I just watched your ET Max range test, 53 miles. I was wondering, do you know the Leaper Kim Lynx range? I actually had the E-Wheels test Lynx. And on that wheel, I got 55 miles on my range test. And that was with long range mode enabled, which allows you to go lower into the battery pack. Wheelie Brady's here. What's up, buddy? PJ, glad you're happy with the new wheel. Although it seemed a bit disheartening. How to fix a pedal angle? Get a different wheel. Yeah, like I said, it's not the solution for everybody, for sure. Not the solution for everybody. But it's a solution to my problem. I'll probably get out tomorrow and ride the Arrow around. Okay. This might be a shortish live stream because I might have a date tonight. It looks like. Really, Brady, did you try the C38? What do you mean, C38? What, Brady? My master was had a C38 motor. I'm not sure what you're referring to. PJ would love an Aero, but it seems a bit dinky. Sure, it's not too small for you? No. If the V9's not too small for me, the Aero definitely is not too small for me. Mm-mm. No, it feels good. As you can see, I don't have pads on it yet. Actually, there's some issue with the order for PEV connection that the pads did not come in for it. For now, I'm just going to ride it without pads. Yes, it limits your ability to do certain things, but for me, I can ride a wheel with no pads without a big deal. Charlie M says, hey, Duff, I like your solution to the dihedral. I don't really have anything to say about the Aero other than I like rocket top speed. Does the Aero motor, say Leap or Kim, like the Apex? I don't know. Let's see. No, it actually says NOSFET on it. It does say NOSFET. So I guess they took enough shit on the air or on the Apex. The Bigot C8, which is yeah, we talked about that last one. I thought it was cool. I like the Nikola throwback element to it. It's an 84 volt wheel. Although the performance specs seemed surprisingly high for an 84 volt wheel. But the price seemed a little high too. I thought it was like $2,500. But it's interesting, yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. Well, I'm working out the date details as I'm talking here. Hold on. Multitasking. Spartacus is here. If she likes wheels, marry her. I have not tried to get her on a wheel. I don't know if she would do it or not. Okay, so it looks like I probably have about a half hour. A half hour to tell you anything and everything I can. But anyways, yeah, PJ, she has not ridden a wheel. I don't know that she would want to or not, but she has no problem with me riding wheels, and although she is concerned about my safety. But yeah, it's all good. So far, it's been really, really good. Spartacus is here. Yo. Blue Collar Jose doing his, this is a perk of membership. It lets you do a super chat, I believe. I think we learned this the last live stream. You can do a super chat for nothing when you are a member. Blue Collar Jose has been a member for 4 months. Thank you for reminding people to hit that like button. I have that pinned as well at the top of the live stream. Please take a second to hit that like button. It's totally free. Helps visibility of the stream. And yeah, do it if you don't mind. PJ, I already showered early this afternoon. I already shaved. I'm good. I played pickleball this morning. I was a sweaty pig, man. It was so freaking hot. It was probably 90 degrees, high humidity. Played 7 games. I was drenched. Won every game, by the way. But it was really hot. And then I got home, ate lunch, and then I had to, I didn't have to, but I volunteered to paint the two big signs that come into our development because the trim on them was faded, and I volunteered to paint them. So I did that as well. So I was even dirtier and sweatier And then I took a shower. So I think I'm okay. All right, hold on. Okay, I'm gonna really multitask here now. We're gonna go to the movies, so I need to secure tickets for this while I'm live streaming. This is really, really textbook live streaming, let me tell you. So we do that, and then we go here. And we go here. There's a website. There it is. There's this. I don't know if any of you guys have any of these around you. There's a restaurant chain down here called Cinebistro. It's really, really good. It's expensive, but it's they have really nice recliners. It's like you have like a personal waiter that comes to your seat to get you your food and drink or whatever. Although I already ate dinner, so I don't know what I'd be getting food wise, but let's see, 10 o'clock. Yeah, it's a 10 o'clock movie is the plan here. Okay, let's go here and here. Oops. Do you know that I think I'm actually old enough that I can do a senior pricing. Senior pricing for these seats, but I'm too proud. So I don't. I pay full price. Check out. Have I ever got movie tickets before while live streaming? No, I definitely have not. But I guess that means I should chill out in the alcohol, right? Probably should. All right. And how bad is it that I use my credit card so much that I have it memorized? I have the complete card number memorized. That's how much I use it. But I never like to save my credit card on websites just because breaches are just so commonplace nowadays. Okay. Not now. No thanks. No thanks. Not now. Print ticket. Print. Okay, there we go. I'm sure that was very exciting for everybody as I purchased my tickets. Okay. Simon. Oh, that's the Dale. Okay. Did you get the Port Pirie? Okay, I guess he did. Dale is rolling a joint. Okay, good. Oh, so now Blue Collar Jose kicks in with an actual super chat. What the heck, dude? Very nice of you. Thank you. So, Def, I bought a new inbox, never opened Master V4. Did I make a mistake? $2,500 out the door, cost with shipping and taxes. No, that's not bad. I paid, I don't know if you know this or not, but I had a Master V4. I bought mine from Chris Clark at Clark Pads. And it was $2,500. Now, I had to pay shipping on top of that. But on that deal, it did include the Clark Pad race kit, which was like fairings on the front, on the sides. It's a really nice kit. But they had really, really good pricing on the Master V4. But $2,500 out the door with shipping and taxes is not bad. And a Master V4 is a good wheel, man. It's a good wheel. It's 134-volt wheel, 50S cells, a EX30 system board. If you wanted to, you can easily go up into the 50s on that wheel, 50 miles an hour plus if you wanted to. I never wanted to. That is a good deal. It is. Larry, going to see Mission Impossible. The last one, what's it called? Mission Impossible 8. Oh my God, there's been 8 Mission Impossibles? Holy crap. Yes. I saw a couple weeks ago, saw the new Avengers or the Thunderbolts, whatever you want to call it. Was not thrilled with that. Got my ticket. Yeah, I was not thrilled with that. Hopefully this, I saw, because this Mission Impossible, this is like part two of the Mission Impossible that was released. Was it last year or 2 years ago? I don't know. But I've always been a fan of Mission Impossible movies. Oh, Dale, you're actually running that tire with the bolt molded into it? Okay. I thought that bolt actually pierced all the way through. Yeah, that is pretty funny. You had a bolt in your tire. PJ Ware's movie days can be the best, especially if theater's mostly empty. And she asks if she wants to sit all the way in the back empty section. I plead the fifth. Wow. Sounds like you speak from experience, PJ. Dale has to order his own tire levers. Thought about taking you to, okay. I don't know, Dale. If you see my video on tire changes, like the last one I did, the Master V4, you can almost do it without tire levers. Blue Collar Jose, was that the infamous wheel that almost took you out? Yes, it was. I mean, the wheel didn't take me out. The inner tube failing almost took me out. Yes, that was the Master V4. That's correct. The inner tube tore at the valve stem, and which resulted in catastrophic and instant pressure loss. And if I allow myself to think about it much, I will wonder how I survived that. I was extremely lucky that day. Extremely lucky. Okay, so anyways, let's see. Let's see how much time do I have here. I got some time. Yeah, because I think I can get ready on my part in probably 5 minutes when I have to do so. Think it's all good. So anyways, yeah, got the arrow here. Rob turned me on to the fact that there are firmware updates for it. And I've only ridden the arrow around the parking lot up there, PEV connection. Rode around the parking lot, did a little curb drop, nothing significant, but it felt fine. Felt good. Suspension felt good. But he did tell me that there is a firmware update for it. Actually, I think there's two that came out since the wheels were boxed, and I'm like, okay. But there's a catch. The catch is the wheel NOSFET's app is Android only. They only have the Android version of the app for now. I think they're going to have the iPhone version, but right now it's the Android version only. I have an old Android phone. I don't know that the app would work on that or not. It's probably 6 years old at this point. So that was kind of a bummer. But then Rob Lee turned me on to the fact that the Leaper Kim app, which is iOS compatible, can at least set the settings on the Arrow. He knew that it could connect to the Arrow. He knew that you could go in there and change stuff. Change various wheel settings, like, and you could change it from metric to imperial through the Leaper Kim app. And I was curious if I could update the firmware through the Leaper Kim app. And guess what? You can. You connect to the wheel. You search for the wheel. You'll find it. It doesn't identify it correctly, or doesn't know. The app doesn't know the name of it, but apparently it doesn't matter, because you go to the settings and then you do the firmware update check. It checks. It says, hey, you got firmware. And you just got to tilt the wheel back on its kickstand and engage the lift mode, tip it back, and then start the update process. And it worked. It probably took, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes. It's kind of a big file. It takes a while to download. Took 10 minutes. Wheel restarted. Firmware updated. So I don't know if NOSFET blesses that approach, but all I can tell you is it worked for me. So, yeah, you can use the Leaper Kim app if you have an iPhone only to talk to your NOSFET era. Dale talking about tire levers. Yeah, I have big monster metal ones, Dale. And I also have some plastic ones as well. The metal ones, I mean, they get you great leverage. My problem always was with those that they also were notorious for tearing up tubes when I was putting a new tube in or moving a tire. I tore tons of tubes with those things. And that's why I migrated to when I put a new tire on now, I use the zip tie method, which allows me to basically skip using tire levers. And then I avoid ripping tubes. Although my preference is to go with a tubeless tire. I believe the Aero has a tubeless tire, actually. I believe it does. So that's another positive. It has like a hybrid tire on it. I don't know, it's kind of dark. Can't see very well, probably. But let's see. Yeah, it's kind of dark. Is that a little better? No, not really. It's kind of a hybrid street off-road tire, which is fine for me. PJ, have I talked to Dawn lately? How's she doing? She called me last week. Talked to her for a little while. It seems like she's doing well. I keep trying to be the voice of reason. Yeah, Dawn isn't a very patient person, and she wants her injuries to just be better. And unfortunately, because of the severity of the injuries, they're going to take time. They're going to take surgeries to correct, and the surgeries are going to have a long recovery period. I've seen and heard multiple instances of her riding wheels. Small wheels, but riding wheels. And she has a shoulder that basically the joint is exploded and not there. Her one arm, she can't bend it. It's locked in place. And I keep telling her, I said, if you learn nothing from this, I mean, you have to be more careful, because if she goes down with the state that she's in already, it's just going to be a mess. It's already a mess. It's going to be a bigger mess. She's going to have to wait longer. It's going to delay her becoming ultimately healed and fixed and functional. And yeah, I mean, I know there's people out there that are encouraging her to ride. They are encouraging her to ride. And I don't agree with that at all. So, but anyways, it was a good conversation. And I mean, she's doing well from what I gathered. But for her to not be able to physically do whatever she wants to do is very, very difficult for her. It would be difficult for me. It'd be difficult for anyone. I mean, it'd be very, when your body does not do what you want it to do, that is a difficult thing. All right. Let's see where we're at here. Just making sure there's no updates. No updates. Okay. We're good. Dale taking advantage of his free super chat as a member. Everyone watch my crappy vids. Yeah, I support that. Simon, I think you told me this. Simon says, my EX30 inner tube tore the valve stem too. Crappy Bagode inner tubes. Yeah. Yeah, that inner tube that tore was the original one that came with the Master. Because I put two different tires on that thing. Well, actually, this tore after I did one tire. But I did move the original inner tube from the knobby tire to the Michelin Pilot Street 2 that I had on there when I crashed. So, yeah. I'm not a fan of crappy inner tubes after that. Dale says, that's why I went tubeless. And next time he's going to go boltless. Smart. Smart. Kurt Flirt 2. There are a lot of fools encouraging you to do that. And I've had it out with a few on Facebook. Yeah. Yeah. Well, like I don't even bother, because it's almost a selfish act in my book. Encouraging someone that had a near-death experience, has multiple serious injuries still, to ride an electric unicycle. She has double vision, which obviously affects your balance. It's foolish. It's foolish to me. And for people to encourage her to do that at this point, sure. Everyone wants to see her, you know, return to riding, but to encourage her to do that faster than is necessary is bad advice on my, in my opinion. That's my opinion. And I've voiced that opinion to Dawn, and I don't know that she will take it to heart or not. I don't know. She's a stubborn woman. Stubborn woman. And on another channel, yeah, Kurt. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. It's probably a channel that I don't watch anymore. Probably. Narcissistic to encourage her to write at this stage. Yeah, among other things. It's a bunch of negative things, in my opinion. But oh well. People will do what they want to do, right? I can't control other people. I can't control her, and I can't control other people that are saying, hey, get out there and ride. You'll be fine. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So let's see. I'm trying to think what else I should cram in here. Essentials. You know, because if I was going to be here until 11 o'clock, then of course I could ramble on forever. That's been established. It's funny. I was on the drive up to Clearwater. I was I have YouTube Premium, and that includes YouTube Music. And in there, I turn all these live streams into podcasts. And in there was my list of my podcasts. And just for the hell of it, I went back to live stream number, I don't know, 89 or 88, something like that. I think that was the one that was on New Year's Eve. That was on New Year's Eve 2 years ago. And it's interesting how things change, how perspective changes, how thoughts about things change in that period of time. It was interesting listening back to that. PJ, do you know if she ever got her wheel back? I know the whole Roger Allen thing centered around that. No, that is one thing that she did mention. She has not gotten that wheel back, but there's nothing to get back. I mean, the thing was in the river. It was in the river, and it was beat to hell in the river. I wouldn't trust it. I wouldn't trust it. So, no, as far as I know, Allen still has it. But I don't know why she wants it back again. That would be foolish to try to ride that wheel. Based on what it went through. Like it already went through a situation where she accidentally overcharged all the cells, which could have made it unstable. But that thing bounced off that concrete barrier and went in the river, is my understanding. So I would just write it off. But I think she wants it back, but I'm not quite sure why, because it's nothing that she should ride. Kurt, yeah, basically echoing that. She did say in one of her videos something about Alan had promised to buy her a wheel. Yeah, buy her a Panther. And again, I'm like, you should not have a Panther. You should not have that temptation there. I mean, she really, it's just crazy. It's putting, what's that saying? Putting, I don't know. I'm losing my train of thought. But anyways, it doesn't make sense to even be talking in those terms. You know, you need to recover. You need to fix the various things that are wrong, get healthy, and then worry about that kind of stuff. But that's me. That would be my approach. That's she will decide her own approach ultimately. Dale says, I thought it was a bit cheeky saying she hopes so. Neon will get her another one. Oh, Alan. She still has other wheels, and everyone has already chipped in what they could for the GoFundMe. Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, the GoFundMe, I haven't looked at it lately. I know they upped the target goal to over $50,000. I don't believe they're there. But, it's just all... It's all messy. You know, I want Dawn to be okay. I want her to be happy. I want her life to be good. But ultimately, she has to be the one to make it that way. Thank you, Larry. Yes, putting the cart. Did you read my mind? Putting the cart before the horse. That is exactly the saying that I was trying to pull out of my mouth, and I couldn't. Yes, putting the cart before the house. Exactly, Larry. That is what it appears to be happening to me. The blind leading the blind. Could be that too. PJ, here's the A1 going. I am printing on my channel. I don't think I did show this fountain before. This is another fountain. I'm printing a fountain. I've printed two already. I'm a member of STL Flix, and STL Flix has a number of awesome models. It's a subscription service, so you're paying to be a member, but they have tons of awesome 3D models. And this fountain is one. It's a two-part fountain. You have the bottom half that I'm printing right now, and then there's a space there. You put a little pump, a $10 water pump, and then you slap the top on it. It has two little holders you can put. I have little artificial succulent plants that I put in there. Looks really cool. Works good. So that's what I'm printing. But anyways, what I was going to say was I just took advantage of a deal that STL Flix has, where it's you can extend your membership for 3 years. They give you a steep discount in the cost, and it includes a commercial license for these things. So now anything I'm printing, I can sell legally without any, there's lots of people that rip people off and just sell stuff illegally on Etsy, but I can sell legally anything on STL Flix. I just printed this. I printed a bunch of these actually. I don't know how well it shows up on camera. This is called Mark the Shark. Highly, highly articulated. It's almost like it's a real fish as much as it bends, but no, it prints at one time. And it's cool. There's a bunch of articulated prints that are based on this, and they're really cool. People love them. I basically just been taking them to work and giving them away, but I might start selling them. Charlie, have you compared other canned margarita brands? Is Cayman Jack the best or just the one you buy? Have you considered a sponsorship? No, I haven't tried other canned margarita brands, if I'm honest. I just like Cayman Jack. The other stuff might be good too, but I just like Cayman Jack. So this has kind of become my new Zima, I guess. Although I haven't been drinking them as much as I had been for a period of time. I'm drinking them much slower nowadays. Spartacus, enjoying the stream? Smash the like button. It's free and will help bring more people to the party. Let's go. Like and subscribe. Thank you, Spartacus. Thank you very much. Kurt Flirt 2, I know that you're looking into the new bamboo, but in reality, I don't think you need it unless you're going to be doing a mass printing or going to start up some sort of business. Well, like I said, with this new commercial license I have, I could be legitimately selling things, which would help me pay for the hobby, which is really all I'm looking to do. I did get a number of comments on the content that I posted out there from people that own both an X1C and they did buy an H2D. And they said that the difference between H2D and an X1C is significant. Print quality, speed, just quality of the printer itself. They said that there is a significant difference between X1C and an H2D. So there's a significant price difference as well. Although they did revert their pricing back after the 90-day tariff pause was announced. They did revert back to the original pricing, but still with taxes and shipping, it's still $2,500, something like that. So it's a lot of money. But supposedly it's a really good printer. Supposedly. Okay, that's good. That's good. So let's see what else. Larry, and this is something that I'll be doing. Did that turn off? Oh, they both turned off. And then isn't that sweet? The V9 and the Apex turned themselves off, it looks like. They both went to sleep together. Larry mentioned that it'd be interesting, since I have both wheels, doing a very in-depth comparison between the V9 and the Apex. To me, the V9 has a lot of utilitarian things about it and features about it that are really good for the money. The V9 is significantly less than the Apex. And like I said, it is very feature rich. The Apex is significantly more stylistic visually, it looks way better. Power wise, it has a lot more power. 126 volts versus 84, bigger battery, a better suspension, probably. I'll need to verify that, but the specs of the suspension are probably better. So yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's kind of a matter of what was important to you. Okay. It looks like I need to go back and get changed for the occasion. Rob says, I got a lifetime STL Flix subscription for $300 when they're almost going out of business. Never ended up using it. Yeah, I use mine a lot, Rob. I use it a lot. Did I say Arrow? Oh, I said Apex. Sorry, Larry. I'm multitasking. That's probably why I'm multitasking. So we're at an hour and 5 minutes. I think I'm going to have to cut it here. I might stream more. Maybe tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see. Or just might do a conventional video. But the main thing I wanted to get out there was my solution to my dihedral problem. My very unconventional solution to the dihedral problem. So anyways, I will fill you guys in with whatever I come up with the Arrow, not the Apex, with the Arrow. And I'm sorry this is short. I'm sorry this is short because I have an unplanned arrangement coming on right now. So I got to get ready for it. So all right, guys, I will talk to you again soon. Thank you for tuning in. And look for more within a couple days. Till next time, Duffman out. Wish me luck.
Bruh.